Support for NPR Business News comes from HP. With the help of HP services and technology, the world's dynamic companies face, manage, and love change. HP. Invent.
Insurance companies are feeling the effect of four recent hurricanes. Several are predicting third-quarter earnings will fall short of their expectations. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The storms have caused more than $20 billion damage. That's well above normal for hurricane season, and it's taking its toll on insurance industry profits. Hartford and St. Paul Travelers are among the major insurers that expect lower earnings because of the storms. Robert Hartwig is chief economist at the Insurance Information Institute.
It should come as no surprise that many insurers are giving advance warning of reduced earnings in the third quarter. All four of the hurricanes have occurred in the third quarter and will be booked in the third quarter.
One tiny company already has fallen victim to the storms. American Superior Insurance of Plantation, Florida, has told regulators it doesn't have enough money to cover its claims. The state may have to tap into a guarantee fund to reimburse policyholders. But industry leaders stress that situation is unusual. Sam Miller of the Florida Insurance Council says most companies are healthy and will have no trouble meeting their obligations.
We believe that we have $50 billion at least in capacity, and we'll pay all of these claims. We think there are 2 million of them, and we're ready to pay them.
In 1992, Hurricane Andrew drove 11 insurance companies out of business. Miller says reforms put in place after that storm should better protect the industry this time. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.